All right, get Chris's forecast 24/7 at KRDO.com or by downloading the Storm Tracker 13 mobile app. 7:37 right now on KRDO's Morning News. Joining me on the KRDO Newsline is Jonathan Lieber with the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado. Jonathan, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me today.
Well, spring is here. It finally feels more spring-like, at least for now, and it might be that time to give yourself that spring digital makeover. And when you guys talk about a digital makeover, what exactly do you mean at the BBB?
So really what this is just kind of a good reminder. You know, as you said, spring is in the air. You kind of doing your spring cleaning, getting things kind of ready to go, right, for the nicer weather. And it's just always a good thing to remember. You know, you got the physical kind of clutter in your home, but you also got to remember about that digital stuff. Those iPads, computers, I mean, even wearable electronics, this all has really important private information about you, where if identity thieves get their hands on some of that stuff, they can take your identity.
Yeah, and there's a lot of things to look at as far as making sure that your identity, your, you know, information is safe when it comes to all these devices. And one thing that I'm still surprised so many people end up using the password of password for their logins. And if you haven't yet, now might be the best time to change or update some of those passwords.
Absolutely. It's probably a good thing to do, right? It's password 123 is like still like the most popular password, which is, you know, ridiculous and a little bit scary because, again, that's how you get your information stolen. But, you know, your security is critical. And so making sure that your login information is correct, making sure it's, you know, it's the right length, it's unique, it's safely stored. There's a lot of companies out there that offer this two-factor authentication. Use it, you know, so if they're going to send you an email or send you a text message to double check that it's you, do that. That way, if somebody tries to log in with your information, they'll send you, in order for them to log in, they'd have to get that text message that comes on your phone or to an email account. So that'll protect your account. You also want to make sure you're updating your system and your software. Back up your personal stuff. Make sure you're kind of cleaning up your online presence. Make sure all those unused apps that are on your phone and your tablet, they're tracking information on you. Even if you don't use them, they're still on there. A lot of privacy settings you want to make sure you go through and double check on social media specifically. But if you're not using them, just delete it. Just get rid of it. And obviously, just be careful what information you share online. Those social media quizzes can be fun, talking about what you did in high school or personality stuff. Those are ways for scammers to get your password information. So those quizzes that you think are really kind of fun and cute, they're fishing for your password information to try to figure out where you went to high school. Remember those questions I asked you? First car you drove, all those fun things, the secret questions, they're trying to get that information from you. So just be aware, be careful, make sure you clean that stuff up.
And of course, when it comes to what you're sharing on social media as the vaccine rollout becomes much more prevalent as well, just another reminder, while it's great to show, hey, you know, you've got it, that vaccine card from a COVID-19 vaccine, definitely something you don't really want to be posting pictures of on social media as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Please make sure people don't do that. You're absolutely correct.
And again, if someone still, you know, hasn't heard of this, what are some of the big risks as far as posting that vaccination record card?
So again, there's information on there that's sensitive and personal that people can take and use. They can figure out how to use that information to say that they're you, to get other information. And again, you know, a lot of people think that, you know, just a little bit of information, well, they can't access like a bank account. And with some of this information that they get, they might not be able to. But what they do is they put that information on the dark web, build a file for you, essentially. And as they get an address or they get some medical information or they get your full name, they kind of build that profile out, and then they can go and sell that on the dark web. And so what you don't want to do is give them any of that information. Don't let them complete the entire picture. And you can get information from that card. You get another piece of information from an online quiz. You get another piece of information from that piece of mail. That was thrown away that wasn't shredded. So it's all these things kind of combined that lead to somebody being able to take your identity.
Exactly. And Jonathan, as we'd mentioned, it is that time for spring cleaning. Finally, you know, if we are doing that spring cleaning, obviously we've got a lot of older devices because it seems like they just have a built-in expiration date no matter how expensive these things are. And what's the best way to dispose of some of these older items, older devices that have, you know, maybe some sensitive data stocked away somewhere on them?
That's a great question. And, you know, obviously you can go in there and, you know, go through and kind of wipe things out. If you know what you're doing on the computer, then, you know, make sure you kind of run all the software, the programs to make sure you're cleaning everything up. But for those people who just are like, you know, I don't know what to do, you know, do I just delete stuff in the recycle bin? You know, no, it's not going to be enough. I would actually get them recycled. There's a great organization here in town called Blue Star Recyclers. They employ people with disabilities. They're a social enterprise. You can actually take your anything with the cord, they tell me, right? They'll recycle. So actually, you can shred your hard drives. You can. They have this cool device where you put the hard drive in there, and it just kind of crunches it up. You can watch it if you really want to make sure that they're getting shredded. So there's actually services out there where you can get them recycled, and you can get the hard drives shredded. And I think that's the most safe, most sure way. Because one, you're responsibly, ethically kind of dealing with it. It's not going into a landfill where the stuff kind of leaches out, gets into the groundwater, right? But you're making sure that you're protecting your identity. You're recycling the information, and that's the best way to do it.
All right. Well, Jonathan Liebert, if anyone wants some more information, any of these tips, what's the best way to go about getting that?
They can always go to bbb.org to find out all kinds of good information on different tips and things that we have that's available. But, you know, we're a local organization here. We're here. We're your BBB. Give us a call whenever you want. Our number is 636-1155. But always bbb.org is a great place to start.
All right, Jonathan, thanks so much for joining us. Thanks so much for everything you do, helping keep consumers, keeping the business climate safe and respectable here across Southern Colorado, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You as well. 743 right now on KRDO's Morning News. Another check of traffic and weather after our Ken Moon Minute here on KRDO News Radio.